Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on the Distraction Network. I am your host, Holiday, and today I have with me Prince.
What's up, man?
I'm cool. How you feeling?
Man, I was sick this week, man. I was like, I want to start working out, get in shape, and my body was like, let me get this nigga a cold so he can sit the fuck down. But, you know, I'm going to feel better when that store opens up, man. We can sell a Distraction High Network merchandise.
My other job be having me doing crazy shit. So, on my regular day job, I kind of have a job that's connected to dumb shit.
Right.
And so when dumb shit happens, then my job gets crazy. And lately it's been a bunch of dumb shit happening.
No, I hear about dumb shit.
What's up?
You can never avoid it. It finds you.
Yeah, it finds me. Lately, I've been doing very well as far as staying away from the dumb shit and being able to do stuff like, you know, build a studio from scratch.
And that's what's up. And I've been able to do things like be dope, I guess. What the fuck?
Yeah. We got to talk offline about your order. Don't you have something that's supposed to be coming so you could?
Oh, yeah. You know,
you got a business, too.
I got a business doing it big. My card finally came in the mail so I can go ahead and get this the shipment, because Amazon apparently wants a debit card. And get started. We're doing big things in Charleston.
Swiss swipe it.
Now, one day you can see us, our name in lights.
But my name has already been in lights before, but we could see our names in lights together. Yeah, that's what it'll be.
House Strowman, take it back to Game of Thrones, because I forgot about that fucked up last season. Hey, you know what else is fucked up?
Hold on, I do want to talk about the last season because I actually liked the last season.
Okay, go ahead. I want to hear this shit.
Nah, I'm just saying. I just want to say I liked the last season. I know I'm few, but that last season was banging to me. It kept me on the edge of my seat every time. It did the same thing all the other seasons did. Kept me on the edge of my seat and did the unexpected.
You know what I didn't expect?
You did expect that. Okay, tell me what you did not expect.
I didn't expect Amber Geiger to only get 10 fucking years, all right? I didn't expect her to get life either.
Y'all need to wake up.
But 10 fucking years.
I've heard too many people say that today.
A man lost his life.
People lose their life every day, homie.
All right, fucking Rico.
I'm going to say it like this. I have at least, I'm just counting off the top of my head right now, at least 5 homeboys that killed people. I have at least 5 homeboys that got sentenced to 10 years. And I have at least 5 homeboys that got out in 5 years or under. That's what I'm going to say.
You were saying 3 years, right?
Most of them got out in 3 years for good behavior. So do not be upset if she gets out in 3 years. And that is the standard. I live in South Carolina. I've seen it happen in South Carolina. I've seen it happen in Georgia. I've seen it happen in Virginia. People die every day, B.
Come on, man. That sounds callous as shit, man.
I'm just saying, though. Even though, like, if they wanted... So, in the very beginning, when they took manslaughter off the board, I was like, oh, shit, she about to get off free. Because ain't no way a whole jury go convict her of murder.
And
second of all, I hope I'm wrong. And third of all, if she gets convicted of murder... then she needs a new lawyer. So she better appeal that shit and get off.
You know, I know.
And that sounds wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying the way life is today. Like, she can appeal this and be out of jail basically summertime. Because I don't see a way 2 juries are going to convict her. But I definitely did not think that 1 jury would convict her of murder. I thought the best move was to keep manslaughter on, so if she doesn't get the murder charge, she would catch the manslaughter charge.
And that's one thing I always try to tell black people, especially when shit like this happens, is you gotta quit swinging for the fences when it comes to these charges, because murder is a very hard thing to prove. Now, like I said,
less than 50% of murders they get solved a year.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. I forgot which shooting it was, because you know. They happen every week now. but, well, like, a friend of mine, he was like, man, you need to send him to murder. Send him to jail for life and all that. Like, bruh, you are going to have the devil trying to prove that this was murder. If you want them to go to jail, you should probably think about the fact that it's manslaughter. I mean, murder pretty much means that you meant to kill this dude.
Yeah, and even as blatant as that was, where, you know what I didn't hear them come out with a bunch in the trial?
What?
I thought they dated a little bit or something.
I keep hearing stuff like that. Like they was dating and it went left. Like he left her or she was cheating, but somehow the relationship ended.
So I did not think that was speculation, but I'm going to leave that out of this. But I did think that was part of it. Like a while ago, they dated or they at least fucked 7, 8, 9 times or something like that. But I said that's so weird.
Yeah, like, see, I was like, okay, what's going with this?
Excuse me. And by the way, I have a cough. I have 6 kids. So I'm going to have to Lysol this whole room down when I'm done.
Sold your own poison, man.
Yeah. So, but a good thing about me is I work out. So basically I've been in the gym the last few days running.
Giving it to everybody else.
Nah, I bring Lysol with me.
The difference between me and him is, like, when I'm sick, I at least do people the courtesy to stay in the hell away.
Nah, because they need to strengthen their, what you call that stuff? Immune system.
That's their call to make, not yours.
Plus, my body, excuse me, my body's pretty strong. And by the time somebody else gets the germs, they're like, almost dead anyway.
Your ass. But you were saying?
What was I saying?
You were saying that he smashed 7, 8, 9 times.
Yeah, he probably smashed like 7, 8, 9 times. But even the fact that she knocked on his door, she bammed on his door, walked in the door, and shot him cold blank, knowing that that's not her apartment.
First of all, who has to knock on their own fucking apartment?
Yeah. Who has to knock on your own door? Once you walk in and you see somebody just sitting on your couch eating ice cream, Either you're high as fuck on drugs, or you are just. They say that tiredness makes people do worse than drugs, but no, I don't believe that.
I've been tired.
I drive home from the studio tired as fuck sometimes.
This dude sleeps like 20 minutes a day.
One day I'm gonna post my Apple Watch thing that tells you how often I'm up. Sometimes I hit 20 hours. Most time I hit 17 hours up.
Yeah. I think it's unhealthy.
And then I take it off and then be up for about an hour before I go to bed.
I think it's unhealthy. I think he's going to have a fucking fit at some point, but he does not sleep.
Can't. I have a full-time job and I have a business I'm getting off the ground.
You know, that dude, you've heard that dude. We'll talk about that later, actually. Never mind. But
yeah, as blatant as this murder was, I still did not think there was enough evidence to prove she murdered somebody because there's so much doubt with her being a police officer.
Here's my question. What kind of prison do you think she's going to go to?
She's a policeman, so she's going to get...
They probably won't put her in gym pop.
They're probably going to give her a special treatment and get her over to a federal prison and then get her over into one of the club-fed prisons.
You don't think they just put her in like a maximum, like a
regular
jail?
I don't think
jail?
She's going to be in a regular jail.
Not even segregation?
Because she'll get killed.
Even in segregation, protective custody?
They would not go that route with a police officer, though. Okay. Also, remember they're a club.
Yeah.
Like I try to be as real about as much as I can. You also have to remember that. And this is the thing. This police officers, this like, I guess they call it the biggest gang in America.
P.O. to the G.O. or I don't give a fuck with Tupac, said they're the biggest gang of niggas in the city.
Yeah, they are a big gang. And what I really think is the problem with us is, like, we say don't be a narc, don't be a policeman, everything like that. But you know the way we can make the police force better?
If we police them?
If we get some niggas to join the police force.
Yeah, be more. I've always said that. It's like the biggest problem with the police is that the police aren't from the places they police.
Yeah, if the police force was only 50% white, just like the population is. And I know it's a little bit more than 50% now. It's like 52% or something like that.
52% white?
But the population of the police, this is two places, I think. Well, three. So Senate, Congress, police force. They should all represent the minorities in the country. Like, if the police force of that city, I'm sorry, if the city is
63% black and the police force is 63%
black, then yeah, same thing. So
that makes sense.
That's the way I think police force should be run. But if we keep giving excuses and saying that, raising our kids and children to be like, don't join the police force, then we're going to always have the problem.
Yeah, but on the flip side, though, I mean, you look at the police's behavior, you're just pretty much sowing dissent within the within that community.
That's why I said before that this is going to take, it's a joint effort on both sides. Like, you need citizens to join the police force, but you also need to change the laws. We need to start up top, change laws about what it means to be a police officer, or what police officers could do. Because as soon as you start changing those laws, I ain't going to say all the racist motherfuckers, but a bunch of them motherfuckers going to drop out. Yeah. Because they can't just go around shooting black people no more.
And my old man told me something that was actually...
that was my phone.
My old man told me something that was actually, I don't say profound, but it made a lot of sense. He told me the biggest difference between North Charleston's police department. Okay, for people who ain't from the area, we pretty much live in the Charleston area. So you got the city of Charleston.
I live in a beautiful and lovely city of Somerville.
What do you still consider Charleston area?
And you know what, though? It's the most, a few years ago, it's the number 7 city in the nation that people were moving to.
Somerville.
Not Charleston, because nobody gives a fuck about Charleston.
Well, Charleston's like number one now.
Charleston pay people.
Charleston's like number one
in
right
order
now.
To be like top.
Wait, what am I talking about? Why am I giving a fuck about this?
Anyway. Say what you saying.
Anyway, so a little bit of geography. There's the city of Charleston, which is pretty much the old part of town, which we also call downtown. There's North Charleston, where I live. Then you have Somerville and shit like that. North Charleston Police Department is... they're pretty much TV cops. Like, these are the hyper-aggressive people. The only thing they don't have right now is fucking RoboCop. That's how aggressive these guys are. The city of Charleston's police, though, they're not really like that. I mean, they'll still lock your ass up and everything. But they're a little bit more cerebral about the thing, about everything. My old man told me the real big difference is that the city of Charleston, their cops actually have shit like degrees. You know, they went to school before they become a cop. Mm-hmm. Basically, you can't be a dumbass on that police force. Now, Charleston Police Department are the typical guys who either were bullies or want to keep the shit going.
That's who I tried to sue.
Tried to sue them?
Oh, yeah, I tried to sue them because they... So, you know about... You remember the Skittle cars and the Eminem cars and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So, around that time, that's when I was coming up as a rapper. So, I had a red... excuse me. I had a red Cadillac. I put that Cadillac in the shop, and a month later, that red Cadillac came out all black with candy paint with some freckles in it, and the record label on the hood sitting on some 20s, lowered down on some 20s, 5% tint all the way around, double wrap. So I called the Mind Your Business tent, had 415s in the back, some super tweeters in that bitch. That motherfucker was off the chain, right? But I made all my money legally.
Okay.
But I could not drive around when I get pulled over.
I had the same issue. My first car, love this fucking car, was a 95 Cadillac Sedan DeVille. It was red with a black top on it.
Oh, we had the same car. Yeah. I had a 95 Cadillac DeVille.
Hell yeah.
But it was full top with a single tongue.
I don't know. A rag is the only way to go for me with Cadillacs, especially like that model.
I was always jealous of everybody with the rags.
That model... I don't know what it is. Like, I can do a full top on, like, other, like, earlier models. Mm-hmm. Because that seems like that's the point for me. For all be one color. But that rag on them 95 models, man, that shit just made it look right.
And then that was the last one with the old type of engines in it. Where you could actually work on the engine.
Right. But they kept pulling me over in that. Now, their excuse was always that my taillight was out. Now, the taillight was kind of funky. But it worked.
Mine wasn't.
But it worked, though. Like, if I flick the tail light, you can tell I'm signaling you so I can go this direction. Mm-hmm. But it kept stopping me in it. Now, I just took to harassment because for a while, right?
I figured I stole my police record.
Right.
That's those in 2010, that's every time I went. Well, that's not every time I went to jail, but that's mostly when I went to jail. And everything on my jail record said
traffic
disrespect to a police officer.
That was the one time I got a ticket. It was one day in Charleston. This was in North Charleston, where I live. The city has just fucking lost its mind that day. Like, you would think we wasn't like living in San Andreas on Grand Theft Auto stuff, right? Like, so like, I think two people got killed in the Burger King with like an assault rifle, and it wasn't some mass shooter shit. It was like some. It was like
which
some,
Burger King.
The one on Dorchester Road, Lower Dorchester.
How long ago was that?
This had to been. I was still working at the other company.
I'm trying to think. Was it when did I get that Explorer? When I came back.
I'm trying to think when I got my Explorer. I think I got my Explorer in 2012.
Okay, so that'll be. You talking about 13,
14? It would have been late 2011 because I got my Explorer early 2012.
Oh, I was in Atlanta then, so.
So I'm thinking like, damn, people wilding today, right? Or dumbing, as we used to say back in the day, in Charleston. Shout out to Pacino Dino.
Dumbing.
They dumbing out, so we dumbing out. Basically, dumbing out in Charleston is like saying wilding out in New York. All right? So, I'm thinking, man.
Them boy dummy, boy.
Wait, why? Anyway, so I was taking my baby sister over to the oldest of my sister's house, right? And we were driving down Remount Road. So, you know what that's all about, right?
Remount Road. I'm trying to think where it's at. Yep.
Yeah. So, if you know North Charleston, you know Remount Road and the story there. So, basically, as I'm driving, I was on one of like the not side streets, but the neighborhood streets, right? As I'm driving, I see the cop coming in the opposite direction, right? Nothing was flashing, but you can just tell the lights on top of the car. So as I'm driving, I see the lights, right? And I'm like, this motherfucker gonna stop me. And so I look in the side view mirror, I can see he already starting to brake, right? But I wasn't that far away from my sister's house. I was like maybe half a block, right? Basically, I was like, I was like 5 seconds away from pulling up in the yard, right? I don't know what the fuck he had in that engine. I don't know if he was Dominic Toretto's, you know, cousin or some shit like that. But he got behind me real quick, right? He almost beat me to the yard. So I'm already mad now, right, man? All this crazy shit going on in town today. And y'all pulling me over. And this crazy shit wasn't happening in this side of town. This shit was happening on the other side of town, right? I'm thinking, y'all need to all be over there. Somebody running around with an assault rifle.
Right.
So he gets out of the car. He asks that stupid ass question that they always ask. Do you know why I pulled you over? I was like, no.
That's what always starts me. Do you know why you pulled me over?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you. I expect you to tell me. So I was like, no, officer, I don't. Also, side note, I heard that's actually supposed to be to get you to incriminate yourself. Since he asked you that before.
Yes.
Yeah. Since he asked
I can't
you,
use it
because he didn't Mirandize you yet.
Right.
Okay.
They only have to Mirandize you if they're locking you up, so excuse me. So you can actually say that, and they can use it in court if you deny it later.
Okay. You said they can't if I deny it?
They can.
Okay, so if I say
you Mirandize is to lock you up or to...
Okay, like he just gave me a ticket. He can use that later. Okay, I got you. So when he asked me that, I said, no, sir, why? No officer, why? He was like, I pulled you over because of your taillights. And I don't know what it was. Maybe that was my breaking point, or I was just so annoyed that you fucking with somebody who just got off of work. Like, I've been working all day. I just asked him, so you could see that coming from the opposite direction. And just looked one over his face like, yeah, I'm going to get a ticket. And it was like, I was like, think about that. The only reason why that dude gave me a ticket because I just talked back. That's why he got mad. He wasn't concerned that fucking CJ and Tommy Fricardi from Grand Theft Auto were running around town. He's mad because the nigga talked back.
So when I get pulled over, I always put my hands out the car. Just so they can feel comfortable when they walk up because they see my hands or whatever like that. So that's been plenty of occasions. One time I dumped the ashes of my black and mild onto a policeman's shoe.
Why?
One time I started talking shit immediately when they came up to the car, but they could see my hands. But most of the time what happened is they'll say, do you know why I pulled you over? I say, do you know why you pulled me over? Because I was going to speed limit. I did a light check before I even crank up my car because this is about depending on what time it is. But like, y'all pulled me over before. So every time I come through the street, it's the same street, same place, same time, same car y'all pull over.
Right.
So y'all know exactly who I am, and y'all know what I do for a living. So I don't know why y'all pulled me over. Y'all search my car every single week, at least twice a week. Like, y'all ain't doing nothing but wasting y'all time.
And that was killing me about my car. It's like the same thing. Like, I know y'all talk to each other. It's mm-hmm. it's a job. You know, co-workers talk. Like, at some point, somebody says the black dude in the red Cadillac
yeah.
ain't doing nothing.
Or the black dude in the all-black Cadillac. Because they might have fucked around and thought you was me. Well, we don't look alike anymore.
Yeah, I look magnificent. Mm. But, yeah, that
I
shit
could
was
just Sam Holiday, and everybody would know what that means.
Cops. But, more of the story is cops chill the fuck out.
Yeah, unless. So here's something that I did see that I believe in for a holiday, right? I'm going to tell you about that after the break, though.
Are you in the know? Do you want to know the latest happenings? Where to go? In today's world, it's all about encounters. Learning, growing, living. It's time to do more than just exist. It's time to have an encounter. Life-changing, mind-blowing, impactful, beneficial encounters. And it's all right here at your fingertips. Encounter the magazine. Have you had an encounter today? www.encounterthemagazine.com www.facebook.com/encounterme2 encounterme2@gmail.com That's encounter me, the number 2, at gmail.com. Encounter the magazine.
And I am back with my co-host Prince tonight. Here's one thing about those that I saw that I think is 100% on. Christianity going bad.
Oh, hallelujah.
You have a policeman who they read the text messages that she been sending off about her being racist. Did you hear about the text message about the dog?
I just heard about the text messages.
Yeah, so there's a text message about a dog where they was like, hey, I think my dog, well, she was trying to buy a dog, or they was trying to give her a dog.
Yeah.
And basically the person was like, hey, my dog, I think the dog may be a little bit racist. And she said a bunch of words, but the conclusion at the very end, she went back and said, oh, I'm the same. Don't worry about it.
Bitch.
So, after reading stuff like that, after you knowing that the woman walked into your house, into her neighbor's house downstairs and shot him cold-blooded, you got family members and judges and bailiffs and
the
shit
fucking giving judge.
This bitch a hug?
The fucking judge!
Crying with her?
Listen.
Oh, hell no. That's some fucked up. And a lot of people on the things like when Christianity goes wrong, you fucking right. Because I don't give a fuck what nobody say. When it comes to Christianity in America, black people got that shit beat into them for centuries and centuries and centuries. And centuries, that's about 300 years now. That was about right. They got that shit beat into them for centuries. And the people that beat that religion into these black people that are going around praising and worshiping white Jesus today, the people that beat the people whose ancestors beat that into y'all, they don't believe it like y'all believe it.
They don't.
They ain't sitting around going. They church even an hour long. They don't go to church for 4 hours. They go to church for an hour. Because they use church as guidance. Y'all believe that shit is heart and soul, and you should forgive anybody, man? Fuck that. I don't care. If somebody did not pay y'all a couple of $1 million to go give her a hug, then I don't know what the fuck y'all was doing. That's the dumbest shit you could do. Like, I don't care who hit us. Like, that's the dumbest shit you could do. I don't agree with that at all.
First of all.
From the judge, fuck you. From the bailiff, fuck you. And whoever that woman's name is, because I forget him.
The cop?
Yeah.
Amber Geiger.
Fuck her.
Fuck her. Listen.
To the brother, fuck you. Like, that's some dumb shit. Your brother. Your sibling and your people, all these black people too,
yeah,
is now dead in the ground. And what you want to do is hug and play patty cake with a bitch, with the bitch that shot him?
She ain't playing no games. Listen.
What city is this in again?
I think Dallas.
You know, I know a cop in Dallas. A white cop in Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas.
And I'm about to text her. I ain't going to text her while I'm on the podcast right now, but I am going to text her and see what she says about all this.
Listen.
She's a rough rider.
Really?
Yes.
I know. Anyway, but listen. I've learned to let people live. I used to, when I left the church, I used to be hardcore with that shit. But this kind of made me mad, so I'm going to let you in a little secret, Christians. Jesus ain't real. Okay? Basically, what you are engaging in is sun worship. S-U-N. The story of Jesus and all Christ figures is basically the story. It's a primitive way to explain how the sun works. That's all it is. All right? And let's say that Jesus and all this shit is real, right? Remember that movie Blade 2? Follow me on this.
Do I remember the movie Blade 2?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
A top five superhero movie?
I watched it twice or three times.
Top five superhero movie. All right.
Is it better than Wakanda Lives?
Wakanda Lives. You mean Black Panther?
Yes.
No. Black Panther's better.
Okay.
Better fight scene, though, in Blade, though, Blade 2.
Is it better than Black Man?
Nothing's better than Black Man. Except maybe Meteor Man.
Meteor Man was cool, too.
I remember when Simon was going to go up to New York, but he double-crossed him. That shit was dope. The villain in Blade 2 had a very profound statement. Who do you think God favors more in the web, the spider or the fly?
Spider.
All right, then. So you know what that tells me? And I should tell you what reality should tell black people, black Christians? This God that you're praying to ain't on your side. Because the other side keeps winning.
And the other side made him.
They repackaged him.
That's what I say. You read the stories of Jesus, like... Have I ever told you the story about when I became not a Christian anymore?
No.
All right. So since I've been a little tight, a youngin', I've been a reader.
Yeah, same here.
I was in the fourth grade, and I remember that because I remember what classroom I was in. And I had just read a book on Greek mythology. And then I walked over to the teacher, and I walked over to the librarian and said, hey, I'm reading this book. And it's talking about Prometheus. And a little while ago, it was talking about Hercules.
Hercules.
And these stories sound like this story of Jesus and this story of Jesus.
Prometheus is who? Who's Prometheus in the Bible? Because, you know, he shows up in the Bible, too, just like Apollo does. Apollo would be Jesus.
So who's Prometheus in the Bible? Because it was Jesus. The way I laid it out to my librarian, it was Jesus.
Prometheus in the Bible is Satan.
Okay. So she was like, oh, that's a great observation. And then I broke out the word furthermore. And then she stopped and looked at me all crazy and stuff. I said, so Greek mythology came before Christianity, right before Christianity.
Predates it. Yep.
And in Greek mythology, all these gods lived on top of a mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, brother.
Did someone climb to the top of that mountain and not see Greek gods and realize that the mountain was no longer high enough? And now they need to move the gods to the heavens and then change it to one god and then rewrite everything into a Bible. So that was my fourth grade mind basically saying that the stories of the Bible mirror the Iliad, the Odyssey, and the rest of Greek mythology. And then I found out, and that started my path, and then I found out later on, Greek mythology, Roman mythology. Even though Islam comes behind Christianity, you use a lot of Christianity in order to understand Islam because they're supposed to be a joining religion. So basically, to dumb it down for everybody out there listening, Islam is like a addition to Christianity. And in the beginning, Islam was not allowed. If you was a Muslim, you was not allowed to harm a Christian until the Christians started attacking and kept attacking, because Christianity is a religion built on fear
and control.
So that's why the whole time Christianity was spreading, it was not spreading because, oh, everyone just all of a sudden believes in this one God because it's a true thing. It was spreading because in Christianity, they believe that they should, they had the right to spread the word of God. And anyone that did not believe in Christianity was heathens and should be killed or converted.
I left the church back in college. But before then, all right, Pat, shout out to Pat. Pat and I talked.
Shout out.
And I didn't want to seem pretentious about it, but I guess I kind of think myself as intellectual. And Pat agreed, so I was glad he did, because I didn't want to be like an asshole.
You do use big words like pretentious.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. You know, I'm eloquently loquacious. But I thought about it a lot, and I kept thinking about it. And I found out Christianity, and I found out that Jewish people and Muslim people pray to the same God. But they always hear about the fact that if you ain't Christian, you're going to hell. And I thought about how fucked up that is. Like, we all praying to the same dude. Like, he ain't going to let me in because I don't fuck with his son like that.
who, by the way, may be completely made up.
He is. Then I thought about the fact that, listen, why are you sending me here to do this, that, and the third to get back to where I already was? I was already in heaven, apparently. So you sent me here to earth, do this, that, and the third. If I don't, you know, pass these arbitrary-ass laws that are increasingly difficult as time goes on.
Because man is making them?
That's all the laws of God. The laws of God are, like, as difficult as...
Are you talking about all law, which is nature's law, which sounds like Allah?
No, I'm talking about the God set in, the law set forth in Christianity. Like, a lot of those laws don't mesh as well with the laws of man. Basically,
because the laws of Christianity are constantly being recreated to support the masses.
Yeah, true, but the point is, the logic didn't play out for me in my head. Like, if I was already in heaven, you sit me down here to do some shit that I normally shouldn't have to really fucking do to get back to where I was. Like, that's kind of like an exercise in futility. And then a friend of mine, Sonny Houston, shout out to Sonny.
Shout out.
He gave me this book about Kemet, Egypt for everybody today. And that's when I started the story of Heru, or Horus, the Egyptian god of the sun, mm-hmm. and how it actually was the same story of Jesus.
Yep.
And then I started looking at other...
It's the same story over and over and over again.
And I started researching other sun gods from the Mediterranean area. And it, like you said, it's all the same story.
Yep.
Even the Greeks have two or three guys that, like Bacchus, Dionysus.
Mm-hmm.
Part of his story is a story of Jesus, like the turning water into wine thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized these...
get fucked up.
All these stories had one thing in common. They were all older than the Bible, like you said. So at that point, it just didn't make any sense for me. And I started to research the universe on my own. But what that's done for me, is actually freed me.
Yeah. And it sounds like that even though you're not official, so the story of the 5% or the route to 5% is basically to, again, dumb it down again. Oh, yeah, so... Let me do one thing before we go any further. Pretentious. Attempting to impress by affecting greater importance, talent, culture, and executive than actually possessed. Pretentious.
That's your word of the day.
So, what was I talking about?
You talk about 5% of peace, God.
Yeah, so... The journey of the 5%, you have to learn a bunch and everything, but you use that information to teach other people. Each one teach one. And
shout out to Lil Jamar.
I guess shout out, but I don't know who that is.
I mess with you.
But that's the sound like the route that you've been going on. You've been learning and teaching to any listeners. But again, the lost people take that information that's been beaten to their ancestors and it's been fed to them over and over and over again, and they use that to basically, dang it, I can't even remember the word that Kaepernick uses. But it is when...
What was he describing?
You find sympathy and love in your oppressor or the person that violates you. It's an actual disease.
Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm Syndrome. So that's how I feel like Christians are, because there's no fucking way in hell someone's going to walk into... I don't give a fuck if you're a cop or not. There's no way in hell you're going to walk into my brother's house, shoot him, and then I'm going to be up there hugging you later.
And he was sitting out eating ice cream. Think about it. The most harmless thing somebody could do.
I'm telling you something somebody did, and I don't know if we talked about this or not before. I know we didn't talk about it before, but I'm not sure how many people know about this. So some people from my neighborhood, my brothers used to live in Hunter's Ridge. You know where that's at?
Not really, no, but
it was built to that's the worst neighborhood in North Charleston.
No, tell me what it's by. You can't. I don't know. I'm not a street. All right, name.
So you ride down West Ashley.
Yeah.
There is a Habib shop, a Blue Habib shop. Oh, you know what? The new Star High School is at?
Star High, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's over in that area. You actually know what's the name of that woman lawyer?
I know you're talking about because she'd be on the. She be advertising herself hard.
She be on the buses and shit.
Yeah, like, I know who you're talking about. I can't call her name right now.
I used to know people that work for her, too.
Shout out to her. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name.
Do you know where her office is at?
No. But I know the new stall at, though.
All right, so it's basically right across the street from the new stall. But if you're coming from Dorchester Road, you'll pass that Food Lion.
Did you mean Ashley Foster? Because you said West Ashley.
I meant Ashley Foster.
Okay. I was like, how did he get all this from West Ashley?
So if you're riding down from Dorchester Road, you're going to pass that Food Lion.
Yeah.
Right? The Food Lion will be on your left. You're going to ride down probably about another half a mile to a mile, and then Hunter Ridge will be on your left.
Okay.
So that was the worst neighborhood in North Charleston. Built to that for a long time. My brothers lived there. We basically...
Worse than the Whalen?
It was built to that's the worst neighborhood.
Worse than 4 Mile.
It was built as the worst neighborhood in North Charleston.
Okay, I guess so then. Okay.
So, my brothers lived there for about 6 months. They was not at home one day. Somebody went into their house. They went up through one of the vacant townhouses up through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because they all was one ceiling. Moved over to my brother's townhouse, jumped down, stole shit. Probably a good $10,000 worth of shit.
Shit.
They didn't shoot my brothers.
Right.
My brothers wasn't even home. One was working, one was working out with me. And we got back to that house when I found out. I waited till it got dark. And me and one of my guns went out lurking.
Now, mind you, who you work for?
Oh, I'm done talking about it. But that's just to show, like, you're not going to walk in and do something worse to my brother, and then I'm going to hug you.
Afterwards, yeah.
Afterwards. Like, I don't see how that happens, except for Christianity fucks people up. Your mind be fucked up being a Christian. Like,
bro, I barely have enough forgiveness for the people who deserve it. Like, if you deserve forgiveness from me, get your ass down here as quick as possible. All right? Because all forgiveness must go. I'm having a forgiveness sale, a forgiveness blowout. All right? If I don't have the forgiveness, you don't want it. All right? So I don't forgive that often. I may forget. I may assess the situation and determine that retribution isn't really worth it. You know, I'm not going to... Self-preservation is the number one rule of nature. I'm not going to hurt myself to hurt you, right? But I'm not going to forgive you for what you did to me. Because forgiveness is just permission to do it again. That's all it really is.
I just believe in shooting people.
You're a true blue American, huh?
Yeah, that gets them right. I'm not. That gets you right.
See, like, yeah, it gets them right.
Yeah. So I'm black. And I'm not an NRA member, but I believe, especially right now, when you got the president of the United States going out tempting people, say, oh, man, if you go ahead and try to impeach me, it's going to be a civil war.
You know, it's going to be a civil war.
Why you got the president of the United States saying, hey, it's going to be a civil war? Go ahead out there and get you a gun.
I'm not
leaving.
Because
guess what? When someone walk up in your shit and start shooting, one person with a fully automatic weapon cannot defeat 100 people with guns.
Don Jr., go to Melania, tell her to bring my pistol.
He might get 4 people. He might get 3 people, 2 people, 1 person. But as soon as you hear that shot, if everybody pull out their guns and start shooting that motherfucker, you can have a motherfucking 22. That dude can have an AR-15 like all the other white people be having. I have an AR-15 too, so I can't say all white people.
My hands are small. But I have a Derringer.
All you have to do is carry a gun, man. It don't even have to be a big gun. Carry a gun.
I want a 357 Colt Python like a man called Hawk.
Why don't you go get one?
Because, I don't know. I just, you know what? My way of thinking is coming around to it.
Yeah, you are.
I used to be anti-gun.
You are a single black male. You live in an apartment alone. You have the right to always protect yourself. Even from the police. Police busting my house, I'm shooting them.
Unlawfully, you mean?
Well, if they bust up in my house, it's unlawful. Like, they ain't got no reason to bust up in my house. I got 6 kids. I got a wife. I don't do shit.
Remember the episode of Chappelle's Show?
But if police bust up in my house, I'll be doing some shit.
Remember the episode of Chappelle's Show when he did the reverse Law and Order?
Oh, yeah.
Shut that fucking dog up! That shit always makes me laugh. Now, my way of thinking, I was typical anti-gun. My thinking has slid, though. Slid over time. First, I was like, I'm anti-gun. You know, guns are bad. Then I was like, well, shit, any reason I could need a gun for, I'm pretty sure the other person got the drop on me. Like, if somebody robbed me at gunpoint, I'm pretty sure he's not going to wait for me to pull my gun out to finish the job.
No, you look into that dude's eyes, and once he starts slipping, you pull the gun out your shoulder holster and shoot him dead in the face.
Okay, he has this planned out. But now that as time goes on, though, I'm thinking like shit's so crazy out there because this whole notion of good people with guns stop bad people with guns. Mm-hmm. When bad people with guns show up, the good people with guns are never around. So maybe I just need to have my own gun then.
Yeah, I never trust people to protect you. You'll do a lot better protecting yourself if you already have it there right there with you.
But if I were to get a gun, it would be that 357 Colt Python like a man called Hawk had. If y'all don't know who Hawk is, that's where the name of a man called Tez actually kind of came from. I kind of bit that. Swagger Jack Avery. Shout out to Avery Brooks. He's my deep voice mentor.
Shout out.
He's one of the list.
Shout out the game with all these shout outs.
I don't think I told you that. I have a list of 5 people that I really want to like be able to sit down and talk to. He's on that list. Just from the creative aspect, if you hear this brother talk. But basically on the show, I really don't know what he did. I know he kicked ass a lot. He was like a throwback kind of to those like old 70s movies.
Black Man?
Black Man, yeah.
Was he a black sidekick? Okay.
He was Spencer sidekick. We got a spinoff though. The last of the season, but it was dope as hell though. Yeah. Basically though, he walked around with a 357 Colt Python, and when he fired it, like you know how like on TV guns be like pow pow, mm-hmm. right? That shit was like wow. And I'm kind of stupid. I swing for the fences, so I figured if I'm going to get a gun, that's what I want.
Nah, they're only about a good one, about 7.
7?
Then you buy the bullets. Or you go to a swap meet and get Pro 1 for probably like 2.
A 357?
Yep.
Don't I need like for a handgun, like a pistol, I need like a whole like bunch of like applications and licenses.
Not if you get it at a swap meet.
Yeah, right.
I have a concealed weapon permit.
It is easier shit to get a gun outside of buying the store, right?
Mm-hmm. You go to a pawn shop, and you could go in the pawn shop as long as you can pay for it. You could walk out with a gun.
I just want somebody to explain to me how the fuck that makes sense. Should there be some type of like background check?
South Carolina, it's laws. They do a background check right there.
How?
But you can walk out with a gun.
You be like, hey, you ever shot anybody? No.
I've done it. When I first got my gun, when I forgot my first two guns, I bought my first two guns at the exact same time. They matched because I have OCD and I want an equal weight when I'm riding my motorcycle. So I got two matching guns, had a double shoulder holster, put them in my shoulder holster.
Right.
And then I bought both of those on the same day. I waited 15 minutes. Now with my AR-15 and my shotgun, I bought those at the same time, and it took me about 30, 45 minutes to buy them, and I had to wait till I got cleared.
I like Dave Chappelle's his bit about having a shotgun on the last special he had.
Remind me?
The one with you talking about the opioid addicts.
Yeah, you gotta remind me about it.
I don't want to ruin the whole bit though. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
So, if you have not heard about the Dave Chappelle show, you might want to skip ahead for 2 minutes. We're about to spoil some things. All right, go.
When he was talking about how when he was trying to buy a gun because of the opioid addict, somebody walked across his yard like shit was cool. And he went to the gun store or Walmart. Yeah. And he was like, first is a buckshot, then it's birdshot. First it's birdshot, then it's buckshot. And after that, the guns become Jamaican. It's buckshot. Yeah. When he was talking about how when he shot the opioid addict, he said he died. He said some opioid addict shit, too. He was like, oh, my God, why's your dick out?
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. So we did say 2 minutes, but we only needed 45 seconds. So we are back from spawn.
But what's been changing?
What we should do?
What? Take a break.
We should go ahead and take a break right now, and then come back and finish this out.
All
right. That'll also help out the spoilers that came back a little late.
That's true. That's very fucking.
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook at DistractNet, on Twitter at Distract_net, on our website www.distractionnetwork.com, or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
Fuck the police. Fuck them. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. What was that? 911 is a joke in your town. Joke in your town. Getting 911 is a joke in your town. So get down. Get down. 911 is a joke in your town. Get down. Or we can go to this land wasn't chosen.
I like Bushwick Bill on the Ghetto Boys last album.
Mm-hmm.
That song's called What? And he goes, cops ain't about shit. They want us to walk it straight and narrow when they crooked like dicks. They steal and they lie. They snort it up their nose. They drink and they drive and they beat up on their hoes. So what, you got the fingerprints? I left them on purpose. I don't give a fuck about the guns and the German shepherds. Spray pepper in my face. I'ma shoot your trick. Ghetto Boys, we don't play that shit in Houston, bitch. That's how the song goes. His first
verse. I forgot how that shit go. This land wasn't chosen me. It was chosen for me. There ain't nothing.
Oh, America?
Free. No way. Not in America.
America.
How do I do that?
I ain't heard a song so long.
Yeah. My country, 'tis the D. Land of liberty. There ain't nothing free. No way. Not in America.
I like the on
Not America.
I don't give a fuck with Tupac and Pogo. He was like, they say niggas run the packs and their attitudes are shitty. Well, tell me who the biggest gang of niggas in the city. They say niggas like to do niggas, so me and the cop are just two niggas. A street walking nigga in a beat walking nigga with a badge.
Sounds like two N-words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I think was his point.
But they could add a line to that America song, Trick Daddy. And that line could be sitting in your living room eating ice cream, you still a nigga.
The most harmless thing that somebody could be doing, sitting down eating ice cream.
You still a nigga.
Nigga would even eat crunchy Cheetos. He was eating ice cream.
He'll still be a nigga.
What's that bullshit? Not even Flaming Hot Crunchy Cheetos.
I just realized that I have 4 degrees and almost a PhD. And guess what?
I believe you're still a nigger.
I'm still a nigger.
But the continue what I was saying about my rethinking of how guns work, you know what's been changing my mind?
What?
I started to notice that for some reason black people think that self-righteousness is some sort of shield or weapon. When it's not. Malcolm X said something that some people we need to hear, listen to.
Didn't I say this in part of our conversation that we had one time?
I said it to you off the air one time.
Okay.
And then I think I said it to you first, though. But Malcolm X said you have to speak to your oppressor in his language. And it's clear that these people don't understand compassion and forgiveness.
No. Now, if I don't like to talk full race because I know better than everything is fully racial. I know it's a lot of race. That
the white supremacists. Listen.
No. Let me finish this part off.
Okay.
I like to speak of class. So when we say speak to them in their own language, I would like to say on a class level, you have to remember that no matter what we're doing, they will lie, cheat, and steal to continue to oppress the poor in this country.
Yeah. Not true. But on that same token, I'm talking about black issues.
Oh, I know. I just wanted to clarify that statement with that statement.
And while that's true, the thing that we can tackle right now is something that's tangible, and that is getting white supremacy off our backs.
Nah, so and we also have two different mentalities about, like, I believe in the Malcolm. We're kind of like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King sitting here because
Wait,
you're more about.
Who do you think you are?
Malcolm.
Hell no. I be Malcolm.
Why do you think that? You remember that conversation we had?
Yeah. Because I believe in speaking to the oppressor in his own language.
I believe in action.
You believe in protest. Well, no, getting off topic. This is about to become a whole different show.
But to me, protest is action.
This is about to become a whole different show.
Yeah. So, what's that woman name, that police woman name?
Bitch.
Yeah. So, fuck her. And
can I just say that I just hope, when she's in prison and she's peeing, that, like, her clip falls off?
I mean, I'm just going
to
say, like...
Is that wrong to say? It's not wrong to say, is it?
I mean, it's cartoonish.
But it's not wrong to say, though, right?
No, it's not wrong to say. I just think it's cartoonish. But in all actuality, I'm going to give my word, and I'm going to let you give your word, because your word is... I know about what you're going to talk about, and I think you need to finish it.
Okay.
But to the citizens of the United States of America, black, brown, Caucasian, or any other persuasion. I can't say Caucasian. Caucasian is racist.
Why is that racist?
Because it's just like...
I'm seriously asking for something I don't know about.
So we call them Caucasian because we say that all white people come from the Caucasus Mountains.
Mountains of Caucasus.
So...
Shout out to Cat Wings.
And that's just like saying that all black people came from Nigeria, so we call them niggas.
I never heard that one before. Last one.
So, I mean, that's where the word comes from. Is it Nigeria?
It was Niger and Nigeria. Niger, but I thought that Nigeria. Was the other way around. I thought those came from, because nigger is like a derivative of negro, or negris, which is black. In Latin,
yeah,
Latin
but
English.
Niger and Nigeria, one of those was there before, and that's what...
The River Niger, so I guess
yeah,
Niger
whenever they first. Whenever they start calling us by a name, and they all settled on... Nigger, because nigger was from whatever country we was from. They say all of us was from. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Whatever they say all of us from. But it's just the same way. Just like we're not supposed to call Chinese people Orientals. Because Oriental is a fashion or design or something like that. We're not supposed to call Indians Indians because we thought they was from India. We're supposed to call them Native Americans. It's just all that stuff. Like, we're not supposed to call faggots faggots because a faggot is a cigarette, and a fag is a cigarette in France. So
let's think about that for a second, though. Like, Christopher Columbus and his homeboys landed in what would become known as America and just said, hey, all y'all people who clearly ain't Indian, y'all Indians. How fucked up is that? A nigga walked into my living room, just told me, you know what, man? You from, like, 20 miles away.
It ain't happen like that, though.
I'm just saying.
That's what he described him as he came back. And then when everybody else came back over, they just called him all Indians.
That's fucked up. Europe is a fucked up place, man, for that.
Yeah. You ever been to Europe?
No. I don't think I want to go now.
I've been to a lot of European places. I would say save your money and go to a place of culture.
I want to go to Ghana.
So, to all my people in America, what I want to say is, yeah, the woman got 10 years. But I know too many people that's murdered people that's black and got 10 years and was out in 3 to get mad about this. I feel like, so another thing is, justice for this case, it's a state-by-state issue. So it's not a federal issue. And the people from where she's from said, hey, we think she deserves 10 years.
Dumbass
and if
judge.
She's on good behavior, she can get out in 3. So I feel like justice has been served because I never in my life thought that she would get any years. Especially when they took manslaughter off the docket. Your turn.
I didn't expect her to give her life. I just didn't expect that. All right. But 10 fucking years, and you said she can get out in 3? That's that bullshit, man. All right. That's pure USDA bullshit. She got. I mean, you could at least give her 15. I mean, throw niggas a bone, right?
Everybody will be mad about that, too.
But shit. I mean, what the fuck? 10 years, though? At that point, you're just slapping us in the face again.
I think we talked about this before. What did Juvenile say?
Take them five.
Or you could take the shit to trial and go or deny. You violate probation and you just got caught with that rod.
The alibi ain't gonna work.
Yeah. Because guess what? She got 10, but she could have pleaded down to 5.
Should have taken a 5.
Baby. Exactly what Juvenile was talking about. Because that's what happens in that place.
This dude might be the greatest rapper all time, man. Shit. Like, his lyrics played out in a fucking race situation. And that was what? That was almost 20 years ago.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it was 20 years ago.
But I want to say this, though. Right? If you consider yourself loving me in any sense of that word, I'm not saying you got to do anything to her. But if this were to happen to me, this bitch has to be your enemy forever. I mean, you need to declare like a blood feud against her.
Yeah, I don't even. I see evil as evil, and I don't forgive people for shit.
No. Like I said, if you actually deserve the forgiveness from me, get here as quick as possible, because there is a discount off of forgiveness. This shit must go. All right? I don't need it anymore. But the reason why shit like this keeps happening is we don't have the ability to meaningfully pressure the legal system and, more importantly, politicians.
But it's almost more of us than them. And by us, well, I'm saying,
you're
like
saying poor people, not black
it
people.
It is more of us than them.
Again, you mean poor people, not black people, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Well, working class people.
Working class people that's been oppressed, it's more of us than it's them.
The proletariat.
Y'all just need to learn how to shoot people in the face. They already threatening civil war. Shoot a motherfucker in the face.
What did you say? Hey, get him right.
Yeah, just get him right.
I don't think you understand how funny that was to me. I was like, you get them right. I'm like, okay, damn. That was a quick response too. Like, you just had that one locked and loaded.
But yeah, that's what you gotta do. You meet people with the same force they meet you with. Like, if I'm, yeah, let's talk about football since everybody watches football and stuff for me. If Vontaze Burfict,
oh boy,
is running down the field,
you know you got suspended, right?
Yep. Because I listened to Jalen and Jacoby and Beaumont and Jones.
Did Jalen call Vontaze his little brother?
Yeah. So if Vontaze Burfict is running at me full speed ahead, and I know he's probably going to launch himself head first at me, I'm going to have to meet him with that same force. We about to knock each other the fuck out because I ain't got nowhere else to go. Or you could just stand there and be a bitch and let him hit you. And then be knocked out cold, caught on the ground like Antonio Brown did that day.
The beginning of the end.
So, I mean, that's one way you could think of it. You could think of it as a diamond can only cut a diamond. Like, you need a diamond to cut a diamond. So, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that that's the only way you could cut a diamond is with another diamond, right?
I figured that.
Yeah, so something as beautiful and overpriced as a diamond is, and the reason why it's overpriced is because there's more diamonds already that's been cultivated and locked away in a safe than it is people living in the world.
You can cultivate a diamond?
You can cultivate. Well, I call it all cultivating, but because you can you can make a diamond out of pressure,
just pressurizing coal. Yeah.
So they learned a way to fast track it. I think it takes 3 months to do it. And then they have people in the Congo. So you got the blood diamonds. You got all the places in Africa that's digging up the diamonds because they're raw minerals. And then they just cut them. So, but it takes a diamond to cut a diamond. I'm saying that because in order to stop violence and oppression and misappropriation of action and all these things that's going on, you have to meet them with that same type of energy. If your boyfriend is cheating on you with your cousin, you killing both of them, right? Or you go at least cut your cousin's hair off and then
fuck,
stab your husband. Like,
I feel like you either made this up or that actually happened.
I'm joking, but regardless, now you have to meet the same energy with energy. You're not gonna. I don't understand how. I never understood how we have people that sit in the hood all day, mad at each other, and want to fight each other, while being oppressed by a higher, set of. I ain't gonna say higher as in plane, but as a higher society, because they say that people only see. Like me and you are in different wage classes.
Okay.
So, and it's very rare.
That actually was the word you were looking for, too, in class.
Huh?
The word you were looking for a second ago, class was that word.
Yeah. Right. So, I said wage classes, though.
No, before that, you was like, people mad at each other, but we being oppressed by somebody.
Yeah. So, you got people in the higher class oppressing everybody else. Like, right now, we have the coke industries, and we have...
You mean coke as in drugs, or coke as in, like...
Coke. K-O-C-H. Like the coke brothers. Industry, the coke brothers. Okay. So you have coke industries that basically everything in life that you use has their name attached to it because they are raw mineral suppliers. So... And you have people like coke industries, you have police, you have... Local, and I want to speak local. You have local businesses and all that stuff that all they do is just bribe a little this and bribe a little that. We have a traffic circle right now in Somerville, South Carolina, they are trying to build. And that traffic circle, I've already done the research. It takes about $25,000 to build a traffic circle. So they did the budget, the buy-in, and budgeted it for... I think it was somewhere around, I might be saying a low number, but it was somewhere around $118,000 or some shit like that.
Right.
And then the council only put the budget in for 15. But the council was right because It doesn't cost that much to build a traffic circle. For $118,000, give me $118,000, I will have that traffic circle done. Me and 17 Mexicans will have that traffic circle done in a month. So it's we just have these classes and these businesses that use their money to levy and put pressure on the councilman and these government officials in order to get things to further oppress us. Like, the money that I make and the money that Taz makes, he sits right beside me right now, the money that we make is vastly different. However, we are only like one class away from each other, because as time goes on, the lower class and the middle class
merge,
separates.
Oh, okay.
Because I am not a middle class. I don't think I'm middle class. Well, since I have all these kids that I have, I think I'm considered high middle class or something.
I see. Yeah, you told me what you make a year.
Yeah. So, I think I'm like high middle class, and I don't know. I think if you make 30, you're like barely middle class.
I see.
You're over the poverty level, right around 30, 31.
Yeah, so I'm over poverty level. So word.
Yeah. So it is. But that's like one class difference between each other, because there is such a gap between what people make now. And that's because business, right? So what I never understood was, when people sitting in the hood, you're sitting in, excuse me, I have to be stereotypical to make this sound right, but if you're sitting in the trailer park, are you sitting in the hood? Are you sitting in your apartment, your low-budget apartment, sitting on food stamps or whatever, and you get mad at your neighbor, or you're out here flossing, your rent is $300 a month. We'll be realistic. Your rent is $700 a month. Your car payment is $700 a month. But you live in a two-bedroom apartment with three other people. Like, why are we balling out for the people that we see every day, and why are we getting oppressed and mad about things from the people that we see every day, when we can get together and take our diamonds and go over yonder and cut those other diamonds, because we should be more equal. Now, while you're doing that, don't come fucking with my paychecks. Thank you.
And I agree with that. Because what I keep saying on Facebook, with the amount of people, particularly black people, in this country, if we all gave $5 a month for 1 year, you know how much money we would have? We could fund things for ourselves. We could put pressure on politicians.
Do you have $5 a month to give?
Yeah.
You know how many people don't have $5 a month to give?
I didn't mean all of us. I did. I'm not... I'm not putting as fine of a point on as I actually typically do when I make this case.
Yeah.
But even the, I think I did the numbers to around like 8 million people who probably have the means to give $5 a month.
Yeah.
And that $5 a month for 12 months, that shit came out to, I don't have the number in my head off top, but a lot of money, a lot of goddamn money. We could do this shit ourselves. We don't really need anyone else. And to that point, if you, let's say you double that, $5, make that $5.10. And I'm saying, because at least $5, a lot of things that we could do as a people.
$5 gets you half a lap dance at the strip bar.
I don't know what strip club he's going to, but he looked at me just now.
And by half a lap dance, I mean they will dance on your left leg for the whole song. They won't go to the right leg, though.
Did I tell you my strip club story?
No, but we gotta wrap up.
I'll tell you off. Off record. Yeah, put our money together, man. It doesn't cost as much money as you think, and we could change things for ourselves, because the groups that don't have to go through this shit that we go through, they put their monies together.
I mean, what they do is they support each other, though. Like, as I said before, the agents, whenever the agents came in, they got tax breaks and tax laws changed so that they can go from immigration to become full citizens and be able to make their own livelihood. Even when they locked them up in concentration camps for World War either one or two. Which one was Pearl Harbor?
World War II.
So, for World War II. It seems like the only people that didn't get that special treatment when they coming over was Mexicans and African-Americans. The African-Americans, because the new African-Americans that's been coming over for the past 50 years or so, they're all Republicans. They're very hard, very strong Republicans. And they get the same treatment as Asian families and all that, though.
So it's just African-Americans.
Also, I like to say, Americans with African descent.
I also want to go to Brazil. I just thought about that.
I'll tell you offline about something about Brazil.
That's a different thing, though, so I wouldn't worry about it.
All right, so are you done with your, what's that police woman name again?
Fuck Amber Geiger. I ain't done with that yet. I'm never going to be done with that. All right. Because I don't forgive.
Tell them where they can find you.
Mansa Musa the 7th on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, not forgiving Amber Geiger. At Manson Moose of the 7th.
You can find me on Twitter laughing at people that thought she was going to get life or the death penalty at Holiday 4000. You can also follow everything that we do at Distraction Network, www.distractionnetwork.com. There you will find all the podcasts, all the videos, all the editorials that we do here at Distraction Network. Until then, I think you can probably find our phone number here if you want to hear our voices. I talk in a different voice on the phone. It's like, yeah.
It's like Alton Sims off Chappelle's. Why am I talking about Chappelle's from today? Off Chappelle's, but now I'm black. We got reparations.
Take care. Be safe. Holla.
And fuck Amber Geiger. Focus on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's all right because I'm on the grind.